This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance. Welcome again, everybody, to Faherty Up Close from a Distance. My guest today is Englishman and Ryder Cup legend. And I mean a legend. When you think of the Ryder Cup, one of the greatest players in the history of the events is Ian Poulter. Ian, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It is always a pleasure talking to you because conversation just flows. There's always plenty of laughter, and we love a bit of that, especially in these tough times that we have right now.
Yeah, it is. How are you dealing with it? For instance, what did you do yesterday?
I did a live. I took over one of my sponsors' live Twitter feed yesterday.
Oh, really?
Did a 25-minute segment there, just having a bit of fun in the studio, a little bit of putting tips, a little bit of chipping fun into saucepans and stuff that people would have in and around the house.
Right.
Had a great darts. I'm doing a little bit of a live Instagram with Shane Lowry at the minute. He's got a dartboard. I've got a dartboard.
So oh.
If you do a split screen.
Yeah, that's cool.
Put your phone in a tripod. Zoom it into the dartboard. We're actually doing a little 301 challenge, and he's 2-0 up on me at the minute, so I need to put my finger out.
You've been very resourceful, and so have some others. Tell me about some of the other things that you've done.
I'm trying to do as much as I can, David, to not watch as much news at the minute, because there is nothing. There's nothing in the news that is positive right now. I think our sleep. Personally speaking, from our family, our sleeping patterns changed quite a lot in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sleeping as well as I, you know, have in the past. It might be because our routines are out of sync. And it might be all the negative news that's going on around the world that you listen to. So, you know, we're just trying to stay positive in what it is we've got at home and trying to make the best of, obviously, this bad situation.
You've been very active in Orlando, trying to help out first responders and truck drivers, the people that deliver our food and all. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing.
So I've been working with one of my partners, Aura Lifestyle, on that initiative. And first and foremost, we're identifying a couple of areas which are close to us. Obviously, Lake Nona being one of them, and we've got friends in here in the community that obviously serve on the helping side as doctors and nurses and know how difficult it is when, you know, at the minute when they're doing those long shifts and how difficult it is when those shelves are empty when it's there, you know, when they find the time to go. So we're trying to select a couple of areas where they can, on a shift change, they can come and grab a big box of food. It's enough food for them and the family, which should last them a week. We're working with the NHS in the UK. There's a very good chef friend of mine, Tom Ellis. This is a Michelin star chef. And obviously the restaurant isn't open right now, but he still has the capability to do the same thing. So we're working alongside him to produce 500 boxed meals for our first responders to be able to put them in position for them to take them after their shift has ended. And we're going to look to do the same thing in New York. So we've asked for an email. We've put a little video out there. We've had a lot of response back in from people. And we're just trying to identify, you know, the right areas where we can help. Now, you know, it's not masses of money, but it's what we can put in to help some people.
And I think that's the thing, you know. I mean, if everybody put in a little effort, and it sounds like you've been busy doing this, putting in a lot of effort. Thank you for that. Tell me a little bit about, you know, the new schedule, what they're trying to do on the PGA Tour on this side anyway, what that's going to look like, you know, when we eventually get back to playing.
I think it's looking like the start date is provisional for that week of, is it 14th or 18th of June? And the season's going to roll out. The FedEx series gets bumped back a week. There's going to be a couple of weeks in there for the Olympics. That's obviously now not happening, where they can add some of those postponed tournaments.
Right.
Push those into those dates. And then obviously trying to have word from the European Tour of how the summer schedule and the big events in Europe are then going to have to kind of slot into the gaps at the back end of the year. We're going to find ourselves in a position in Europe where that goes all the way up until Christmas. So you know, from a provisional start date in June to a end result on the European Tour right by Christmas, there's a lot of big tournaments going to be squeezed into a 5-month window, 6-month window. And it's going to be difficult. I think it's difficult for all of us to work out how we're going to fit in all of the tournaments we need to fit in, especially thinking if Ryder Cup is going to go ahead. See, that's another big one. And there's a lot of travel involved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be interesting to see how that works out. Hey, let's do a little rapid fire. How many hours a day do you put in the simulator?
Which sim, golf or racing sim?
You're in both of them, right?
I've actually put in probably more into the car race sim right now than I am actually golf sim.
You sit in one of the Ferraris, or are you still able to drive them?
I'm not able to drive them. I haven't left the neighborhood for 26 days.
Yeah.
They're actually just behind me, just in there. I'll give you a tiny sneak.
Oh man.
But no, it's... it's frustrating, obviously, for all of us not to be able to be out and about. So, no, I haven't driven one in 20-something days.
That's tragic. Are the kids sick of you yet?
Yeah, I think they... no, they're not. They love me being at home.
At home.
Yeah. It's
when was the last time you had Indian food? And on a related note, have you run out of toilet paper?
No, we haven't run out of toilet paper yet.
Right.
Katie cooked an incredible chicken tikka masala.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's really, really good. And we had that 3 nights ago. So I miss, like when we did our show back in the UK, obviously our traditional takeaways.
In the roller?
He's not cool
in the roller. But we get a little bit of relief by Katie finding a fantastic recipe over here to be able to cook a great homemade curry.
Tell me a little bit about the Ryder Cup stuff behind you. I've seen that uniform somewhere before.
Yeah, we've got the shirt. We've got the slip over. That is the outfit, probably still with the sweat stains. Yeah, there's still some sweat stains in there from Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's so cool.
We got a nice little
Look at that one. Is that Lego?
That's a Lego Ryder Cup that we got last year. That's awesome.
How many of those are in existence?
I reckon there's probably just for the European team, so I'm guessing I don't know if the American team got any, but
I've never seen that.
I've never seen another one, but I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I mean, how many Ryder Cups have you got there? He has to turn and count them. That's it.
There's seven up there. So there's six that I played in. There's one as a vice captain. So that makes seven. Out of the six that I played in, five of them are winners.
Yeah.
So quite proud of them.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's brilliant.
I've got all kind of Ryder Cup memorabilia. You know,
oh, my God, what are you wearing?
I look fairly Irish today, but you know, even stuff like a deck of cards with a Ryder
Cup. Cool.
I keep everything from every Ryder Cup, so the office is like a huge homage, just like
museum.
You know, some of the stuff you've got around you from playing days.
Well, I hope that we get to see you later on in the year, both playing on the PGA Tour and in Europe and in the Ryder Cup. Thank you so much for spending a few moments with me today, Ian, and give my love to Katie and the kids.
Thank you. Likewise. Love to everyone. Take care.
All right, buddy. Be safe. Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.